On a recent evening, nearly 20 people gather in the living room of a South Ashland home. They've come to meet Tanya Morrow, the Democratic candidate for the Oregon Senate's 3rd District. After everyone has grazed the wine and hors d'oeuvres, Morrow makes her pitch, evoking the memory of Dr. Alan Bates.
Like him, I intend to be a voice in Salem for the folks that he cared deeply about, small businesses, working families, students and seniors, and young people starting out with families.
Morrow spent about 10 years as a federal public defender. Later, in private practice, she served as counsel for several small cities. After losing a write-in bid for a seat on the Jackson County Board of Commissioners in 2014, Morrow won a seat on the Rogue Valley Transportation District Board. She served as chair and led a successful campaign for a tax measure to restore bus service that had been cut after voters shot down a previous tax proposal. Morrow says she'd approach the Senate job much as she believes Alan Bates did.
What's important is that we elect somebody that's like Dr. Bates and really wants to make everybody's lives better. We don't need to send anybody that's going to be more inclined to represent the biggest corporations and the wealthiest individuals. Those people are already very well represented.
The next evening, I go walking Ashland's Railroad District with Republican candidate Alan DeBoer. He's knocking on doors.
How are you? Alan DeBoer running for state senate.
Hi, nice to meet you. Kelsey Munn from SOU student.
I don't know if you want a brochure or
that would
if you
be
have
lovely.
Any, have
Thanks.
Any questions. So.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
I remark on DeBoer's low-pressure sales pitch.
You will find I'm a very low-key person. I love doing the work. That's who I am. So this is hard for me to do the campaign where you talk about stuff you've done because I don't do that.
Still, DeBoer says the things he's done are exactly what make him the better candidate for this Senate seat. DeBoer graduated from Ashland High School and worked at the family auto dealership. He's been on the Ashland School Board and also served a term as Ashland's mayor. He claims credit for getting both the town's YMCA facility and the local hospital on solid financial footing.
I've volunteered for everything, almost everything that'll touch your life and over the last 30 years, and been very successful at it and have a lot of education that I've learned by the School of Hard Knocks and just doing the job.
DeBoer's campaign contributions tend to come from Republican political sources and industry groups, including realtors, agriculture, and landlords. His single largest contribution so far was a $50,000 check from Nike co-founder Phil Knight. Tanya Morrow draws much of her campaign cash from Democratic political sources and from labor unions. Her largest single contribution is $50,000 from the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Neither Morrow nor DeBoer are calling much attention to their party affiliation in their campaign materials, but this race has drawn attention because the 3rd District is pivotal for control of the Oregon Senate. Bill Lunch is Professor Emeritus of Political Science at Oregon State University.
If the Democrats are to retain their 18 to 12 so-called supermajority in the state Senate, they need to retain control over the 3rd District position.
Democrats are expected to hold their majorities in both houses of the legislature this election. But the Dems' supermajority in the Senate makes it possible for them to move revenue legislation without needing Republican votes. If the R's can gain the 3rd District seat, they'd be in a position to block key parts of the Democrats' legislative agenda. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.